जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन, जामुना तीरा बनचारु, जय राधा माधव बिहारी, जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय ओम विष्णु बाद ब्रह्मचार्य स्वान गे शिव वेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय, अनंत कोटि वैष्णविंद की जय, ग्रंथराज भागवतम की जय, निताय गौर हरि परमानंदे हरि हरि ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो दिस मॉर्निंग वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम फोर्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 30, द एक्टिविटी ऑफ प्रचेताज, टेक्स्ट नंबर 1। विदुराव वाच जे त्वया अवहिता ब्रह्मन् सुतः प्राचीन बर्हिष ते रुद्रगीतेन हरि सिद्धिम्। आपुः प्रातुष्य काम विदुरौवाच जे त्वया विता ब्रह्मन् सुतः प्राचीन बर्हिषत् ते रुद्रगीतेन हरि सिद्धिं वापु प्रतोष्य काम। विदुरावाच जे त्वया विता ब्रह्मन् सूतः प्राचीन बर्हिषा ते रुद्रगीतेन हरिं सिद्धिं वापु प्रातोष्य काम। विदुरा उवाच जे त्वया विता ब्रह्मन् सूतः प्राचीनबर्हिषत् ते रुद्रगीतेन हरिं सिद्धिम् आवापु प्रतोषकाम्। माता जी विदुर उवाच विदुर से ये दोजु त्वया बाय यू अभिहितः वेर स्पोकन अबाउट ब्राह्मण ओ ब्राह्मण सुतः सन्स प्राचीन बरहिषा ऑफ द किंग प्राचीन बरहिष ते ऑल ऑफ देम रुद्र गीतेना बाय द सॉन्ग कंपोज बाय लॉर्ड शिवा हरिम द लॉर्ड सिद्धिम सक्सेस आपुः अचीव्ड प्राप्तस्यः हैविंग सर्टिफाइड Kama, what? Translation and purport by Divine Grace is Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Vidura inquired from Maitreya, O Brahmana, you formerly spoke about the sons of Prachin Barahi and informed me that they certified the Supreme Personality of Godhead by the chanting a song composed by Lord Shiva. What did they achieve in this way? Purport. In the beginning, Maitreya Rishi narrated the activities of the sons of Prachin Barahi. These sons were beside a great lake, which was like an ocean. And fortunately, finding Lord Shiva, they learned how to certify the Supreme Personality of Godhead by the chanting the songs composed by Lord Shiva. Now, their father attachment for fruitive activities was disapproved by Narada, who therefore kindly instructed Prachin Varahi by telling him the allegory, a story of Puranjana. Now Vidura again wanted to hear about Prachin Varahi's son, and he was especially inquisitive to know what they achieved by certifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Here the word Siddhim Apuhu, or achieved perfection, are very important. Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Manushyanam Sahastresu Kasi Yati Siddhaya. Out of many, many millions of people, one may be interested in learning how to attain success in spiritual matters. The supreme success is mentioned also in Bhagavad Gita 8:15. Mam upetya punarjanamah dukhalayam asaswatam napnuvanti mahatmanah sansiddhi paramam gata. After attaining me, the great souls who are yogi in devotion never return to this temporary world, which is full of miseries, because they have attained the highest perfection. And what is that highest perfection? That he also explained in that verse. The highest perfection is to return home, back to Godhead, so that one will not have to return to this material world and transmigrate from one body to another in the dream of material existence. By the grace of Lord Shiva, the Prachetas actually attained perfection and returned home, back to Godhead, after enjoying material facilities, to the highest extent. Maitreya will now narrate that to Vidura. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurjani Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Bhutair Mahadeviyai Ma Puro Vibho Nirmaya Sete Adamu Supurusam Bhukte Gunanso Dasasod Satmakam Solam Krishistam Bhagavan Bachansime Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikayai Tadalaye Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Namo Namaha Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhemacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Sridadha Kanta Namastute Tap Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा। सो दिस इज ए न्यू चैप्टर स्टार्टिंग टुडे। नाउ एज वी हैव बीन हियरिंग दिस कन्वर्सेशन बिटवीन मैत्रेय मुनि एंड विदुरा, नाउ विदुरा वांट्स टू ब्रिंग the discussion what he had with Maitreya earlier on a concluding state or to conclude the whole thing. Now when Maitreya Muni was talking about Lord Shiva instructing the son of Prachin Barisat, Prachin Barisat had 10 sons. Haribol, Haribol. Here, in front. Wake up, or stand. If you sleep in front of me, I will also sleep. So everybody will sleep. Never sleep front. So, Prachin Barisat had 10 sons. They were called Prachetaj. They are different name, but they were of elevated consciousness. Therefore, they were called Prachetaj. The Pracheta means Prakishta Cheta iti Pracheta or Prakhara Cheta iti Pracheta. Prakishta Cheta, Cheta means consciousness. Anaprakisht or prakar means pure. One who is situated in pure consciousness or Krishna consciousness are called prachetaj. So we all can become prachetaj by practicing Krishna consciousness. They were known as prachetaj, but they had different name, such as we call four Kumaraj. They have the name Sanak, Sanatan, Sanandan, Sanat Kumar. They have the name. Same way, Nau Jogendra, their nine sons. Of Kashyapji, they are known as Nau Jogendra. They have different name, Havi, Kavi, etc. But they are called Nau Jogendra. We call Sad Goswami. They have different name. Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami. But we call them Sad Goswami. Same way, we call Pandavaj. They have different name. But we call them Pandavaj. They are something common. Therefore, we call them Pandavaj. Same way, in the sons of Prachin Barisat, they are something common. And that common thing was, they all were elevated in Krishna consciousness. They were prachetaj. Prakrishna cheta. Other meaning, prakrishna cheta toyate tu mukshadhikarana eva iti. One who has purified consciousness, they are the recipient of liberation. Moksha adhikarina. They are moksha adhikarina. They can be liberated. They are fit to go back home, back to Godhead. They are the prachetaj. So, now explain the meaning of prachetaj. Now their father asked them to get married, I have progeny, have children. So earlier, the system was, marriage is not forbidden, but it had to be ordered or request from guru or father. Disciple or sons has no separate desire than the desire of guru and father. But marriage is something that disciple can reject his guru. Son can reject his father. Just like Brahma, when he asked his four sons, Chatushkumaraj, to marry, they refused. They said, no, we don't want to marry. That's okay. That's not disobedient. That is recommended in a scripture. Who can do that? But seamlessly, like nowadays, the son goes with a girl and says, Dad, see my girlfriend. That was not in Vedic life. That was not the life in earlier. Boy and girl, the parents, they came to know that now it is age for a boy to get married. Now it is age for a girl to get married. When the boy and girl, they start looking in the mirror for a long time, then the parents, they know, now time has come for their marriage. That is the symptom. You know, marriage time has come. Because they are looking in mirror, how is my hair looking like, you know, very nicely, how I am dressed and all these things. When they become conscious of being the center of attraction, then okay, now time has come of marriage. So that point, the father or guru will ask his disciple or son to get married. And there also you to be tested. Who is fit to be married and who is not fit to be married? Marriage was not like just, okay, now you want to get married, fine. There are also tests of responsibility. Now, the test of responsibility is how much you are earning. That is test of responsibility of today's marriage life. But previously it was not like that. Previously it was how Krishna conscious you are to engage your good wife and your progeny in service of the Lord. That was the taste of marriage. Prabhupada gives a story that how once the two students of a spiritual master, they are walking by a riverside, and then one young girl, she has fallen in the river and she was asking for help. So one student said, hey my dear friend, look at this girl, she is drawing in the water, let us help her. Other frantic brahmachari said, no, 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 Guru Maharaj said, not even look at a woman. I want to look at her, you know. Other said, no, but I think Guru Maharaj also said to be merciful to suffering condition. She is suffering, she is drawing, she is going to die. He said, I don't care, she is going to die. I have to follow what my Guru had said. I'm not going to touch her. So other boy, he just jumped in the river. He picked up the girl. The girl was totally naked. He brought her out. He left her there and walked by. The other fellow who was acting like a nastic brahmachari, he kept looking at the girl and her naked body. And on the way home to Guru Ashram, he kept talking that, oh, you are fallen. You have gone to, you know, save a girl who are naked. You have touched a naked girl. You are fallen. So the fellow who helped the girl, he was really frightened that this fellow is going and tell Guru Maharaj, what will happen now? What will Guru say? So sure enough, he went and told his guru that, Guru Maharaj, we were coming and there was one girl, she was drowning. And he jumped. You know, he asked me to help her. And I said, no, Guruji said, not touch woman, not to look at woman. But he didn't care, he jumped. And the girl was naked. So Guru heard whole story very nicely. Then he gave his command, he gave his order. He told to the boy who saved the girl, he said, my dear child, you remain brahmachari for your life. And the fanatic brahmachari, who did not bother to save the girl, but kept talking about the girl, he said, my dear child, you must get married. So he was looking around. Hey, what is this? You know, this is not fair. How can Guru Maharaj say like this? And he asked the question. He is one who touched that naked woman, not me, my Guru Maharaj. So how are you asking me to get married? He said, well, he saved a life, a jiva. He didn't see the body. He saw a living entity suffering. And that's our job, to save a living entity. He brought the girl, he kept it. Only for a few moments, he touched the girl and kept on the bank. But you have been carrying the girl in your mind from there till here, and even now you are carrying. So you are polluted in your mind. Therefore, you should get married. That was the test. How do you like the test? We all have to go through. Anyway, so this was the test those days. So, before the test required education. There was also education. And Varnashram system, it designed such a way for education. And first limb of Varnashram system is called Brahmachari. Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyasi. Grihastha life is a life of responsibility, not a happy life. That whenever you feel like, you know. Once I was traveling actually from Washington to San Francisco. I had with me a boy sitting next to me, the American boy. And then we started chatting because we had long flight, 4-hour flight. So we started chatting. And we started talking about the marriage life. So I told how the marriage takes place in India. And he was saying how marriage takes place here in the West. Here in the West, he was saying, his sex life is just like, you know, when you are hungry, you find a restaurant, go and eat and move on. Same way, if you want to satisfy your sex life, find a girl, satisfy and move on. But we don't get married like that. We want to be sure. Just like you want to learn driving, then you get an old car, learn driving, then you buy a new car. That was his explanation of marriage in the Western world. I was thinking there's similarity. That yes, he's right. That first we have to learn driving, then drive. Same way before getting married. First we have to learn what is marriage life. And not learn the way they are taught in the Western culture or Western country. But the way of life is going to the shelter of a spiritual master, Guru, Brahmachari Gurukule. He go to the shelter of the Guru to learn, to be situated there, to learn what is Brahmachari life, what is householder life, and then let him decide whether he wants to become householder or Brahmachari. So first he has to learn. Because Grihastha life is life of responsibility.
Be a bodybuilder. How much weight you can carry? Brahmachari life is life like walking on a mountain without any burden. Walking on a mountain without any burden, you can walk. But if you have 5 kg or 5 pound on your head or your back and you have to walk, that is weight. So brahmachari life is a life walking without any burden. But grihastha life is a life walking on the mountain with a burden. So you have to be a bodybuilder. You have to be strong. Not physically strong to satisfy your wife and have many more children. But spiritually strong. By understanding the purpose of marriage life. By understanding the purpose of human form of life. Because we have a responsibility. Rishabhadev said, Pitana sasyat, jananin sasyat, patina sasyat. That husband is not a husband if he cannot deliver his wife from clutches of birth, death, old age and disease. That is the real goal of marriage life. To send the dependent back home, back to Godhead. So one has to prepare. So son of Prachin Barisa, this Prachetas, they also, after they were requested by the father to get married, they went in India, in Gujarat state, there is a place called Kutch. Bharuch, where the Narmada River meets in the ocean. There is a place called Narayan Sar. There are many religious sarovar, Bindu Sarovar, Narayan Sarovar, Pampa Sarovar, Man Sarovar. These are very holy places. And they're good for performing tapasya, like Bindu Sarovar. Bindu Sarovar is the place where Kardam Muni used to perform tapasya. And by the tear of the Lord, that Sarovar created, called Bindu Sarovar. Then Narayan Sarovar, where Prachetaj and Daksh Prajapati's son, they all were performing tapasya, Narad Muni preached them. Then Man Sarovar in a Kailas. Then Pampa Sarovar, where Lord Ram met with the Hanuman and Sugriv. So these are very famous lake, just like Greater Lake of Chicago, this lake. Like this big, big lake. So the sons of Prachin Barisa, they were going to perform austerity. That was the recommended process. And when they were on the bank of that ocean, there they saw Lord Shiva is coming out with his associate, who are singing the glory of Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva is singing the glory of Lord Narayan. When the Prachetas, they saw Lord Shiva, they were overwhelmed and very happy. They offered their respectful obeisances to Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva, knowing their desire, he instructed them. And that instruction is known as Rudra Gita. Now Lord Shiva is a Mahajan. He knows about the activity of the Lord, about the personality of Godhead and the relationship of the living entities with the Lord. So here in previous chapter, chapter 24, text number 15, it said, Yaduktam pathi drishtenaha grisena prasidata tadhyayanto japantascha pujayantascha sainyata.
When all the sons of Prachina Varahi left home, escaped austerity, they met Lord Shiva, who out of great mercy instructed them about the absolute truth. All the sons of Prachin Varahi meditated upon the instruction, chanting and worshipping them with great care and attention. In this verse, the word has been used as Girisam. Girisena. One of the name of Lord Shiva is Giris. In this verse, the word has been used as Rudra. Te Rudra Gitena Harim. Rudra. So Rudra is also name of Lord Shiva. Shankar. Bholenath. Gangadhar. Like that, Lord Shiva has many names. He holds the Ganga on his head, so he is known as Gangadhar. He is Ashutosh, because he gives benediction to anybody and everybody without indiscrimination. Yes, Tosh. So each name has meaning. Rudra, when he was born, he started crying. Therefore, he is known as Rudra. So the Giris also has a meaning. Girisam. Gyan Datusu Mukhyam Giriya Brahmanasam Sukham Yasya Sagirisa. The meaning of Giris has been given by Viradhajya Goswami. He said, Girisam Gyan Datusu, the giver of the knowledge. Among the giver of the knowledge, of what kind of knowledge? Brahma Gyan, or about science of self-realization. About bhakti. Mukhya, one who is topmost among the knowledge giver about Krishna consciousness is known as Girisa. Giri, the word Giri means agyan or ignorance. Also means parvat or mountain. So ignorance is like mountain. We all are covered by the mountain of ignorance. Anshnayati means nasayati. Nasayati means destroying. One who destroy the mountain of nescience or mountain of ignorance is known as Girisa. The destroyer of ignorance, and that is not a small ignorance. Why is sleeping on his nice sleeping chair? That is called Girisa. Lord Girisa, he stayed at Kailash Parbat, and there, only on Kailash Parbat he is known as Girisa. You know that? Because constantly he is instructing about personality of Godhead to one and all. Anybody can go there. It is open school. You know that Daksha Prajapati had two sons, Nalakubara and Manigriva. Right? You know Damodar Leela? So they were out of control. They were not ready to follow his father. They were son of the richest man on the planet, Kubera. They didn't have to work to earn money. And they were having nice fun in their life, sense gratification. They were busy with that. So Daksha, he considered Lord Shiva as a friend and a spiritual master. So he requested, can I send my boys to your school to learn? He said, yes, that's no problem, you can send them.
So, Dakshava is sending his two sons. They used to go there. Lord Shiva is instructing, but they didn't even care for Lord Shiva. So one day they left. And they went to Mandakini, Ganga. And they called some apsaraj, some heavenly woman. And they had good fun. And they were naked. So when Narad Muni was passing by, he saw them. He said, oh, look at these fellows. They are so shameless. They are no shame. So he cursed them to become tree. That's why they became two tree in the courtyard of Nand Baba, Jamlarjun tree. But they went to Lord Shiva. Same way, this Bhagavatam, we have been hearing every day, Bhagavat Katha. You know, first this Bhagavatam was spoken on Kailas. Of course, Brahma was spoken by Lord. That paramparas are a different way. And Bhagavatam is being spoken every day, like in ISKCON. Everywhere Bhagavatam class is going on. Different speakers are speaking Bhagavatam. So same way in the planet, Lord Shiva constantly speak Bhagavatam. In fact, Sukadeva Goswami, the disciple of Lord Shiva, Sukadeva Goswami, in previous birth, he was a parrot of Srimati Radhika. And he had only one job to do. And that word chant the holy name of Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. When Lord disappeared, he wound up his Leela from this material world. That time the parrot, he could not live without Srimati Radharani and Krishna. So he flew, flying, 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 flying. He went to Kailas, under the tree where Lord Shiva used to speak Bhagavatam. He was there. For a long time he was sitting. And he had only life left in his body. A skeleton was there and life was there. So Lord Shiva, one day, under the tree, he was speaking Bhagavat to mother, his wife, goddess Sati. So up to 9th canto he spoke. And there are a lot of philosophy in that. Sati fell to sleep. Like some of you are sleeping here in Bhagavatam class. So he also fell to sleep. So this parampara is not new parampara. It's old parampara. She went to sleep. Actually, you know, when Kumkaran was killed, you know Kumkaran, who is Kumkaran? Brother of Ravan. Kumkaran. He was famous for eating and sleeping. 6 months eating, 6 months sleeping. That was the timing. So when he was killed, the Nidra Devi, or the goddess of slumber or sleep, she went to Lord Ram. She said, where should I go now? You have killed Kumkaran. Where should I go now? So Lord Ram said, you should go wherever Bhagavat Katha is going on. You go there. You should go to the places where Bhagavat Katha is going on. So she comes here and makes everybody sleep. That is the benediction of Lord Ramchandra. Anyway, so Sati fell to sleep. When 10th canto Bhagavatam was being spoken, by that time, this Suka or this parrot had regained the strength or his physical appearance. And he was responding to Lord Shiva, After whole Bhagavatam has spoken, then Lord Shiva opened his eyes, and if Sati is sleeping, then who is responding? He looked around, he saw that parrot. He said, oh, he's not fit recipient. So Lord Shiva took his Tridanda, Trishul. He wanted to kill him. And he changed him. Then Suka, he came to Badrika Ashram, where Vyasadeva is Ashram. And there, Vyasadeva's wife, Bhatika, was outside. And he entered in the womb of Bhatika. So Sukadeva had heard Bhagavatam from Lord Shiva that time by Girisa. So anyway, I will not get more into Girisa. But basically in short, the Girisa means one who can remove the ignorance, mountain of ignorance. Who is expert in removing the mountain of ignorance is known as Girisa. So, this Gita or Rudra Gita is meant for removing the mountain of ignorance. It's not only to Prachetaj, but to us also. So, he instructed and they followed. And therefore, they became prachetaj. They became eligible to go back home, back to Godhead. And that was the perfection of his Rudra Gita. That's what he's asking. How did this start here? And the comes that, so Lord Shiva is one Mahajan and Narad Muni is other Mahajan. So Vidura has opportunity to hear this pastime. So when the sons of Prachin Varahis, they went to perform tapasya. So he didn't know what to do now. He was left alone. So he got into sense gratification and started doing the jagya for sense gratification by killing animals and so on and so forth. So Narad Muni is merciful. When he saw that he is killing innocent animal, then he came to instruct him. And when he instructed by giving the science of Krishna consciousness or Brahma Vidya, then it is said here, after instructing, Narad Muni left. On Prachin Varahisat, he also developed renunciation. So renunciation is developed in two ways. Ya sukata parato veha jata nirveda atmaman. Jata means takes place or birth. Takes birth. Nirveda means detachment. How did it take place? In two ways. Swakat, by own endeavor, or paratobeha, or by taught by somebody else. How we develop renunciation? By our own endeavor. Suppose if I love somebody too much, a wife, or a girlfriend, or son, whoever, that I cannot live without her or him. And if the girlfriend or wife ditches that person, then he said, oh my goodness, what is this world? Nobody can be trusted. It's not a good place. And this way, he develops renunciation. You know, here it's called hatred, but it's renunciation he develops. And thus, he engaged in the service of the Lord. There are many pastimes such as, one pastime is there in 11th canto Srimad Bhagavatam, when the Amantik Brahmin, he accumulated so much wealth, but he was not parting with the wealth with his family member. And one day the family member, they became very upset. This fellow has so much wealth, wife, children, everybody. They got together, they beat him up and throw him out of the house and took all the wealth. So develop attachment, detachment, what is this thing? I have accumulated this wealth for my family and today, boom, I am out. So yaswakat, by own endeavor, or paratobeha, or by instruction of somebody. So here, प्राचीन बरसत डबल द डिटैचमेंट बाय इंस्ट्रक्शन ऑफ नारद मुनि। तत्र एकाग्रमनाधीरो गोविंद चरणाम्भुजम मुक्त संगो अनुभजतः भक्तया तस्साम्यतागता। दिस वे ही डेवलप्ड डिटैचमेंट एंड एंड ऑफ द लाइफ ही वेंट बैक होम बैक टू गॉड हेड ही गॉट द सारूप्य मुक्ति। सो हियरिंग इज सच ए वंडरफुल नरेशन दैट हाउ बाय द मर्सी ऑफ नारद दिस प्राचीन बरहितत गॉट लिबरेटेड। देन विदुरियम रे यू आर टॉकिंग समथिंग अबाउट लॉर्ड शिवा इंस्ट्रक्शन टू प्रचेताज एवं प्राचीन बरहिशो ब्रह्म विद्या फलम श्रुतवा प्रचेताम फलम पृच्छति इति। सो द वर्ड य जे द मीनिंग ऑफ जे मीन्स ए त्वया अभिता ब्रह्मन् ए मीन्स दोज हु व्हेन ही हर्ड अबाउट प्राचीन बरिसत दैट हाउ बाय इंस्ट्रक्शन ऑफ नारद मुनि ही गॉट सच ए ग्रेट रिजल्ट ऑफ गोइंग बैक होम बैक टू गॉड हेड देन ही रिमेंबर अबाउट हिज सन। हे सो व्हाट हैपेंड अबाउट योर सन दैट्स हाउ ही सेड ए व्हाट हैपेंड अबाउट योर सन वन हू वर एंगेज by practicing the instruction given by Lord Shiva, those prachetas, what result they get? Te rudra gityena hari siddhim apu pratosya kamaha. By certifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead, what did they achieve in this way? That was the question. What did they achieve? Prabhupada, in purport, he said that this great personality, like Lord Shiva and like Narada, they are such a wonderful Vaishnava that if anybody come in contact with them, they award them. What do they award? Siddhim, perfection of life. Perfection of life, Prabhupada said, is going back home, back to Godhead. This human form of life is not meant for eating, sleeping, mating and depending. But this life is meant for achieving the perfection to go back home, back to Godhead. Krishna comes here. He representative like Srila Prabhupada, Narad Muni, Lord Shiva. They come here to reclaim us back home, back to Godhead, where we belong. We don't belong here in this material world. We are loitering here in this material world for sense gratification of same charvit charvananam, chewing the chews, life after life of eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. Let us not waste the life. Let us not waste the life. But the human form of life is awarded to us for achieving the highest perfection. And that is perfection is going back home, back to Godhead. Manushyanam sahasretu kashchid adisiddhaye yattam visiddhanam kashchinvam vittatvata. To know who Krishna is, to know who am I, and this way serve him. Wind up the business of sanskriti. One of the business of birth, death, old age and disease, and go back home, back to Godhead. That is the siddhi they achieved by the wonderful instruction of Lord Shiva. So, to summarize this verse, Vidura, after hearing the wonderful deed of Narada, that how by their Narada instruction, Prachetaj father, Prachin Barisat, attended liberation, he went back home, back to Godhead. Then said, hey, then what about them? His son, who also received the instruction from Lord Shiva, and what did they get after pledging the Supreme Personality of Godhead? So what they will get, we'll come to know later on. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any question or comment? What time class supposed to be over? It's time? 8:30? Okay. Any question? All right. No question, no comment. Yes, two questions.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you for your class. My question is about perfection. Different persons have different personalities, and is there it's hard for me to. It's like, is there a way to know if a person is perfect or not?
We don't need to know about other person being perfect or not. We need to know about ourselves, whether I am becoming perfect or not. We should work in area of our influence and concern. We should not worry about other person, but we should worry about us. All these great Mahajanas, the bona fide representative of the Lord Himself has given the path of perfection for us. And we simply need to practice. And if we practice, we'll become perfect. And when we become perfect, then we can see who is perfect. With our imperfect senses, we cannot say who is perfect. We have to have perfect senses. By following Srila Prabhupada, we all become perfect. And thus we can see. Then your question is answered. But first we have to be perfect. Yes.
Hare Krishna. You're making the point that in the Grihastha ashram, the purpose is to deliver your dependents. I was wondering about for the Brahmacharya ashram, then is the purpose to just deliver oneself, or is the focus, that's the primary focus?
In Grihastha life, you're delivered. In Brahmachari life, you deliver yourself. In Grihastha life, you deliver yourself, your wife, your byproducts, everyone. Too much burden. Therefore, remain Brahmachari.
I was wondering, in Srila Prabhupada's movement, there's such an emphasis on preaching and book distribution and these things. And I was wondering if it was more similar than in that way. I'm just trying to understand on an essential level the difference, because you have your dependents that you're delivering, and you have intimate relationships with them as a Grihastha, and you're responsible. The difference in a Brahmacharya is that, because we're doing lots of book distribution here, is that our responsibility is delivering the books, but it's not necessarily for them.
Well, book distribution, just by distributing books, we are delivering ourselves. Just by distributing books, we are delivering ourselves. Because it is on the behalf of Prabhupada, on behalf of Krishna. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Najatasmat manusyesu kaschidami priyakrittamaha. Nobody is dear to me. I have those devotees who are distributing books, who are distributing this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita. So you are delivering yourself and delivering others whom you are giving a book. Who it may be? If you are Grihastha, your wife. What is the purpose of giving book? To make people Krishna conscious, not to make money. We are not giving book so that we can make more money and have enough bank balance, and we can eat, sleep, and have a nice life. No. The purpose of giving books is to deliver their conditioned soul. So deliver first yourself by reading these books. Read it very nicely. Distribute it. Deliver them. And in deliverance, don't be miser. Deliver one and all. If you are a householder, your wife, it is your responsibility to deliver. You are married. Your wife, children, first responsibility, deliver them. and deliver others. There is no difference, but you have to deliver. You are a deliverer. But first deliver yourself. Any other question? All right. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Starting to...